This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. South Carolina's GOP primary last weekend saw some shift. Donald Trump took all that state's delegate, but Senator Marco Rubio moved up to second in the primary, edging out Ted Cruz. While Donald Trump still pledges to defund Planned Parenthood as president, his defense of the abortion giant for what he calls the good things they do is beginning to chip away at pro-life support. Senate leaders are adamant that no Supreme Court nominee will see the U.S. Senate this year. One candidate for president says the last year of a president's term has been off limits for nominations for 80 years for good reason. Such a president is not as accountable to the people when a new election, that accountability, is just months away. Marco Rubio says it puts high court nominations into voters' election deliberations. This is Life News Radio.
Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today.
Other headlines. What is now known as a deeply flawed and politically motivated report tried to make the case that a pro-life Texas law was hurting women's health. Now a Texas official has been canned for participating in the report while working on state time. And Ohio Governor John Kasich has signed the bill cutting Planned Parenthood funding by $1 million there. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.